Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican, built tough for all situations. Go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget, for all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina, on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake, for all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
Oh yeah, brother. This is the final cast on the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. I'm Brad.
I'm Matt.
Oh, Lord. The Jesus fish tambourine has lives.
It's a tambourine in the shape of a fish. How cool is that? How cool is that?
It's about as cool as giving your nephew or buying your kids drum sets.
Hey, I got one of those too. Well, not anymore. I had one of those.
Yeah. Oh, you've had like three.
Yep. Good times, but I don't really play anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you should probably get back into it or something, man. Start playing some more, you know, get some other hobbies other than fishing. I don't know why I said that because that's stupid, but
I was gonna say it cuts into fishing time, man.
I know.
I sold my drum set because I didn't have anywhere else to put it in the apartment. I got tired of it just sitting there in the corner.
Yeah, I'm about to say we were scrunched for space. And yet somehow we got like 20 people in there one time.
LAN parties and other stuff. And I'm sure our neighbors hated us, but whatever.
Yeah, probably. For all you kids out there, a LAN party is when you and all your friends bring your Xboxes or your Xbox 360s, which is older than maybe some of you, to somebody else's house, and you all connect to each other via the Ethernet cable so you can play landlined multiplayer. It's pretty dope.
It is sweet. That was good old days, awesome, man. Yeah, I was talking to Nick Nicarelli one time, and he was talking about them doing that when he was in college on Halo CE. I was like, yeah, dude, that was fun.
Dude, that Halo 2, just sniping people, it was so great.
You were freaking god at sniping on Halo 2.
I was that. The only things I was ever good at in that game was sniping, and I would snipe on every map, no matter how far or close it was. And I'd just grab a sniper rifle and destroy people. And I will to this day pat myself on the back and say, in the Halo universe, I can drive anything better than anyone.
I couldn't do that. I suck at driving.
I know. That's why you were always the gunner. And I would just get in, I'd drive, and I'd be like throwing us in circles. Like, people would be shooting at us, and I'd just dodge them. It was awesome.
That's where Luther Glucky came from.
Yeah, dude, now he's dead because I mean I have an Xbox and a PlayStation. They just sit up. I don't have online for either of them. Neither of them turned on in like 5 months.
Yeah.
I'm honestly just waiting for the I'm waiting for the new God of War game. Once that comes out and I beat it, I'll probably be done. Because I don't think I'm going to get a next generation. I don't know. I might. We'll see what
happens. I got a next gen right now, but I'm not really doing much on it.
There's no good games out right now.
They need a good fishing game.
I was playing the Call of the Wild, which is a hunting game. I play that during the spring and fall when I or spring and summer when I can't really hunt. Like, I mean, I'm fishing, but I still want to hunt. I can't hunt. So I play the Call of the Wild. It's a hunting game. And that same company is bringing out Call of the Wild Angler, where it's going to have like giant maps, just like Call of the Wild, that you can roam around and catch fish, largemouth bass, perch, gar, pike, everything. And you literally can go into boats or bank fish, and you have different gear. And if it's anything like the Call of the Wild hunting game, it's going to be amazing. What sucks is it's only coming out on PC, I think.
Yeah.
Which is stupid, but whatever.
Yeah, that's whatever.
Yeah. But everyone, this week, after we're me and Brad just already went down a rabbit hole, which is what else is new, this show we're going to be talking about Bahio sunglasses. Sunglasses in the fishing world are, in my opinion, a key to success. What would you say, Brad?
Sometimes, man, it just in Ohio, it seems like our water is always so freaking muddy, so it don't really matter.
Well, when we fish our rivers and stuff, yes, but like when we go up north, or you know, when we go out to SV or anything like that, that's somewhat clear. Like when I was out with Stacy when she got that crappie, I could see with the Bahios, I could see to the bottom.
Yeah,
it was awesome. So it was rather clean, but I think especially in most waterways around the U.S., obviously we have poo water like 99% of the time, but when you go down south and being able to see, especially bed fishing, for example, being able to see the beds or see structure, I think sunglasses are a key component to have in your toolbox.
You know, I've never seen the active fish on a bed ever.
Like ever in your whole life?
Never.
Have you ever caught a fish off a bed?
Maybe. I don't know. Have like you ever I said, seen the water around here is dirty, so I can't see anything.
I mean, that's true. Have you ever seen... Well, I see beds around here. Have you ever seen... Have you seen a bed before?
I've seen them, like, empty.
Okay. Have you seen a fish within, like, 10 or 15 feet of the bed?
Nope.
Okay. Well, that sucks. it's a whole different type of fishing, because you're kind of just trying to tick the fish off to... They're not even... Nine times out of ten, they're not eating because they're hungry. They're hitting the bait. They're picking it up. Like soft plastics, they'll pick it up and just move it and then drop it.
Unless you're a smallmouth, then they're just idiots and attack it.
Smallmouth attack everything. Smallmouth, they're not part of this. They're insane. But largies, for example, they'll pick baits up and move them, or if it's you tick them off enough, they'll kill it. Like they'll eat it if you tick them off hard enough. But yeah, dude, you could throw like a jig like this into a bed, and they'll just pick it up, swim 10 feet, and just drop it.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. Dude, let's talk sunglasses. You have a pair of Bahios. You have the Caballos.
I have Bahio nippers.
We both have nipples? Different nippers. We both have different lens type, or we both have glass lens, but you have a different color.
I have the.
And I just wanted pink. To, like, yeah, I just wanted to get your honest review on them, because you've had them for a while now, and I've had mine for a while now, and kind of compare them to what you've had in the past and what I've had in the past.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll start it off. So, I mean, I've had almost every, like I said, I've been a big believer in sunglasses matter probably longer than what became like normalcy. I was getting polarized sunglasses back in the day that were designed for everything else under the sun, but I realized looking through them, I could see a little bit better in the water, and you know, pros would talk about it, but it wasn't as big, like your regular anglers weren't just getting them. But I started with Oakley's, and what was their, they came out with their blue lenses, blue polarized lenses that were designed to help, you know, cut down some UV, and then you could see in water. They really pushed it because it was their marine edition. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at it, and I got them, and I mean, they worked. I could see a little bit better in the water. But it wasn't like, you know, anything great, but to me it was awesome, 'cause I'd never had anything like that. And then I moved from their technology for their lenses, which were the prism lenses. I remember now. Well, those are the newer ones, but I stayed with Oakley all the way to the prisms, then went from Oakley to Costa. And this was after Costa got sold to the big people over in Italy that
French
owns
or Italy, something
Italy, like French, somebody. They own Oakley, Costa.
They own everything, it seems like now.
Yeah. What's the one that starts with an R? Ray-Ban. They own Ray-Bans. They own, every single company is owned by the same people. They're all made in the same factory.
Which is kind of stupid. I don't like that, because
it's a monopoly. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, if it was the U.S.
You're not going to get as good customer service from a company like that, I think.
Well, no, because it's, I mean, and I feel like you're going to lose quality control too, which is why I left Costa and I got a pair of sunglasses within 3 or 4 months. The first pair I got were awesome. I lost those on the river because I'm an idiot, and they fell and they disappeared. Yeah, it wasn't a good day. I was kind of ticked off. I probably know right where they're at. They're over on T-Bill. They're in there. They're probably in that 13-foot rut. But I got a replacement pair, and within like 3 or 4 months, the polarization, like the coating on the lens, started chipping off.
That's weird.
I was like, well, this sucks. And then I was like, okay. So I made a warranty claim. They honored it. They sent me another pair. And then I dropped they fell off my hat onto the grass, and one of the lens cracked.
Really?
Plastic lenses. Yeah, I know. And I still have those. They're like I'm mowing and I'm weed eating, so we'll let rocks in my lenses. I don't really care. Glasses. And so I left them, went to Maui Jims, mostly because I got a pair for cheap. They looked a little bit nicer. It's still the same style. I'm a sucker for square style lenses or sunglasses.
You've always been that way.
I don't know. I just always liked them. The Holbrooks back in the day were my
I was going to say, choice. Dude. The Holbrooks. Yeah, you had a couple of those.
I had like 3 or 4 pairs of those, and I had some Folkleys, known as fake Oakleys. I bought like 20 pairs of those because they were like $10. I just loved the square glasses, and I went to Maui Jims. They looked a little bit nicer, and I started using them for. They're just regular smoke polarized lenses. They worked okay. They were better quality, I can say that, but they. You know, I was still going back to the coast because I really needed to see into the water. And then you did a show. You and Josh did a show on Bahio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had owner on.
Yep, we had the owner on. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back, listen to it. Definitely listen to it because it's a great episode. It really goes in depth, you know, what they believe as a company and the technology they use. And it was glass lenses. I never had a pair of sunglasses that had actual glass in them. Mm-hmm. And I remember you got a pair and I used them and I was like, holy crap. Like everything's clearer.
Mm-hmm.
You can see things better. But sometimes with polarized lenses, you get a little bit, like you can see in the water good, but you get a little glare. You don't get those with Bahios. And this rose colorway, the pink, is designed for dirtier water. And even in our dirty water, I think we were out 2 weeks ago and it had just rained a couple days before we were on the river. And I was like, dude, I'm still seeing 4 foot depth.
Yeah.
When it looked like mud.
Which I probably wasn't seeing the same amount because I have the copper base.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I really looked at the roses. It's more geared to muddier water, but it can still be used in clean water situations. Obviously clean water, you don't need as like anything. If you have decent polarization, it'll get you through. And then, sorry, break time, because me and Brad are looking at a picture of a raccoon.
group chat.
Yep, need to make it a hat. Brad Herboss, host of the Fin Feathered and Fur, make me a hat. but anyway, so these are, so far, it's the best pair of sunglasses I ever owned. Super clear. The glass is nice. They are a little heavier, but obviously it's glass. So
yeah,
But the amount of like the technology they went into this, they're comfortable, which is something you wear sunglasses all day. Like they're so comfortable. I went to a wedding on Saturday and I didn't take these off for like two of the family pictures. So I just forgot they were on my face.
Yeah.
And my wife turned around. She started getting on me because I left them on. And, you know, these pictures were like $4,000 or something stupid. So, but yeah, they're awesome. I mean, I can't talk enough about them. And I've gone on like a little tirade about it, but.
You aren't even on their ambassador program either. It's just something you picked up on your own. Cause I was hey, check these out.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like I tried yours and I was like, oh, they're definitely, it's something. And like I said, when it comes to sunglasses and fishing, I look at them as a tool, kind of like my reels, my rods, people who see my stuff are like, oh, those are beat up. Well, they're tools to me. And, in my opinion, it helped my fishing game. Cause I can pinpoint stuff. I can see a little bit better. There are certain pieces of structure that I've seen with these rows on muddier water that I know you haven't seen. I've told you to cast to something like, hey man, there's a stick right here and there's a fish underneath it. And you cast over there. And that was that day that we almost got the gargantuan of the GMR.
And, oh yeah. Forgot about that.
Yep. And, you know, they're awesome. I'm a big fan. I have no affiliation with Bahio at all. Bahio, if you're listening, holler at your boy. You don't need to convince me. They're fantastic. I mean, they're easily one of the most important tools in my toolbox.
Yeah. You hit on something that I was going to hit too, just because like, it's not really a big deal, but the weight of them, they are heavy glasses. And when you're wearing them, you don't even notice it. But when you pick them up compared to something like the plastic Costa's white tips, I think they were called, that I used to have, it's like, holy crap, these are heavy compared to that. I don't know.
Yeah. And it's something, when I first got them, and I'll go a little bit further, why another reason why I'm a big fan of them. When I first got them, I'd pick them up and be like, yeah, these are heavy glasses. But I mean, you just put them on the way that the ridge or the nose piece is designed to where it's not anything standoff. So you're not like getting pressure. It just sits on there and they have these little gel things that go in between. Super comfortable. Like, yeah. I forget they're on my face, which is great.
Some sunglasses, man, they have like little pads right there that they're kind of uncomfortable.
They get irritating over time. They'll leave like indents and stuff in your face. And then you look stupid. Yeah. Like, especially if you wear them for 8+ hours a day. I mean, they're just not, to me, they're not good for long-term use. That's what a lot of guys, when Oakley's and everything, when they ever got big in fishing, like Costa and whatnot, they'd put them on to look and then they would take them off and put just regular polarized glasses that were more comfortable, but weren't designed just because of how the pads were. Yeah. And I was like that. I had two pair of Oakley's. I had one that was for looking in the water and then I was done. I'd switch them out and I put different ones on that were more comfortable. So these check almost every box for me. But yeah, I'm a huge fan. I've got, like you said, I've got the Cabello's or Caballo. I got the Caballo's and the Rose Money.
I want to get some so bad. They've been on my list, but I've had you're not the first person that, like, when I was like, here, put these on and try them on, that was blown away after I had them try them on. I was at my mom's on 4th of July, and she was talking about these $200 sunglasses she bought. She's like, oh, these things are awesome. And she didn't realize that she was buying like NFL branded sunglasses that were like really good. It had a little Patriots logo on the bottom. She's like, I didn't know these were Patriots sunglasses. I'm like, oh, well, hey, try my Bahios on. And she put them on. She's like, oh my gosh, these are clear.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Like, I'll do it at work. Almost a lot of people I talk to, especially if I'm at work and talking to somebody about like their parts or something, they'll come up and we'll start talking about fishing or something along the lines, because they'll see my Bonafide hat or I'll have my Mega Bass hat on or something. And I was like, hey, do you use glasses to fish and stuff? They're like, oh, yeah. I was like, try these on. And I'll take them off my hat and I'll give them to them. They're like, oh, my gosh, this is so much clearer than blah, 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 blah. Like, I've never heard someone say the first thing, oh, these weigh too much. And I've never heard someone say, oh, well, these aren't that good. Like, it's always been a knee-jerk reaction of how good the glasses are.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
I remember the first time I put mine on, I went outside and I was just like, whoosh, holy crap, this is clear. I put my Costas on. And I tried it. I was like, that's like a night and day difference. Because I had the plastic lenses, like I said. I said that already. But, man, glass compared to plastic, it's ridiculous.
A whole new world.
Yeah.
Like, it's a game changer. The only, for me, I guess the only con, they're kind of pricey. But at the same time, they're market priced competitively. Like, there's Oakley's that are $199 and $250.
Yeah.
The Kabbalah, or I can't ever say this, Kabbalah, or no.
Kabbalos.
Kabbalo. Lord God. I'm just having a stroke over here, everybody. But the Kabbalos are, they're regularly priced $199. And then if you get the glass lenses, they're $249. But yep, for $249, I mean, I can tell you there's Oakley's that are plastic lenses for $250. There's Costas that are $250, Ray-Bans $250, Maui Jims $250. Like, they're competitively priced, and you're getting more for what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan. And they have a ton of different colors you can go from. Their website does a really good way of explaining, like, what each color does.
Yeah,
what the glass does for you, which is, at the end of the day, it's important to let your customer base know, like, why you're spending $250 on glass lenses and why do you want the pink lenses over, like, the blue or the aqua lenses. I like that. I'm a fan of that. Oakley does that pretty well, too, but those are one of the only two that really go in depth.
Yeah. I'm sure if you got glass lenses and some of the other brands, too, they're pretty much going to be all on par. It's just, Bahio attacks blue light, whereas other companies attack yellow light. I think Al Perkinson said in our show we did, but that's one of my cons, I guess, with them is when you're wearing them. And for kayak fishing, we use our phones a lot, taking pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to see your screen when you have your sunglasses on. So you got to lift them up a little bit just because it dims your screen big time because that blue light is not coming through the sunglasses.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about that. And that would be, other than the price, that would be the other con to wear. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I would count that as a con, because obviously when I'm looking through my glasses, it dims my screen a decent bit. Now, granted, I'm in enclosed, and it's not like I'm getting a ton of light. When there's a ton of light, I can really see, but all it takes is me just doing this.
Yeah.
And I can usually see well enough to take the picture. So, yeah, I mean, it's a little extra, but I've already gotten used to it enough to where it doesn't even bother me now to just pop them down, snap my picture, type, and then be done.
Well, I always do this. I'll put my sunglasses like above my eyes like this while I'm taking a picture or something. And they always slide back down. Well, and I'm like, dang it. Push back up. They slide back down.
Well, you got the retainer on there, which is something I need to get. I keep forgetting to buy one.
That was another thing I was going to hit on real quick, because we were talking about how heavy they were. They're going to sink faster in plastic, so you're going to want some kind of retainer for them.
Yeah, and everyone who knows me, my name's Matt Souders, and I don't ever put anything like retention clips on anything until I lose at least a pair of them. So I'm going to try to not do that with these. I need to order some of those retainers because they do sink faster. They've fallen off my head while I was bank fishing. Luckily, it was only a foot deep. And then today I was out taking a little stroll and I took I was taking pictures of stuff and it fell. They fell off when I got dive bombed by six wasps because I got too close to a tree. And yeah, I was already ticked off. I got stung on the back of the neck. I'm just bad. It's been a day. But yeah, they fell into it could have been maybe 6 inches deep and it just poof, and sunk.
Here you go, Matt. I got the perfect thing for you. They just came out with these. Boom. Specifically made for your Bahio sunglasses. They make some mono keepers.
Oh, that's pretty dope.
$15.
See, I didn't even think. And that's another thing about Bahio is they have a ton of, they have 47,000 different styles you can try or get. Like, no matter what your style of sunglasses, they make something that you'll like. Yeah. But they make a ton of accessories and stuff that I never really looked at. And that's pretty cool. Yours, though, have the floater.
Yeah, that's what I like about mine. It floats. And I know people's asked me in the if the big thing in the back ever bugs me. No, not at all. I have the Atollis. We've had him on the show to talk about it. The Atollis sunglass. I don't even know what they're called. Floating something, whatever. Anyway, Atollas. Those things are awesome. I love them.
I mean, it's just taking care of your gear, which is something like I never do that I need to start doing. Yeah. So I don't lose as much stuff on the river.
Yeah, I mean, and it's the same thing as this, except these ones don't make your sunglasses float. And I did try it. I put my sunglasses in the water when I was in the pool on 4th of July, and they floated. So,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. If you've tried it, if they still float with the weight being a little bit heavier, because I'm sure that the Atollis are designed to work with, you know, plastic lenses, plastic frames, to where they're a lot lighter. Atollis is completely sold out of everything, so that sucks.
Are they really?
Yeah, dude, I just went to their site and they have no colors available, nothing. It's all sold out. So now I'm just gonna have to hope that I don't lose them before I can get a pair. But yeah, I've talked a lot already, so let's go over. You had them first. You're the one who got me into them. What was your first thoughts and your comparisons to other brands you've used?
So I've always bought cheap sunglasses in the past, like $20. Nah, I don't even know what kind of brands they were. But I
Pugs. Feel,
they might have been. I don't know. They were at Field & Stream. I bought them. I recently broke them, actually, because I still wore them to work. But let's see. I had Costa White Tips before this, and those were plastic lenses. And then I just jumped right over to Bahio after we did the show, just because I don't know, dude. I like what their company is doing, what they stand for, I guess. Like, if you go to their website, I think, let me see. Yeah, if you go to their website and then go to the sustainability tab, it's kind of cool what all goes into their frames and their lenses and all that. So their lenses are made of recycled ocean trash, which I thought that was cool. I mean, they're, you know, keeping the waterways clean stuff. So, I mean, I don't know if there's any other companies out there doing that or not, but
yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of companies who say, oh, well, they're made with 100%, you know, recycled ocean trash. Cause I know the everything the Bahio does, all the way from the glasses to the packaging to the leather case that comes with the glasses, which is in my truck. I wish I would have brought that down here. Everything is either 100% recycled or it's used from different materials, like the leather case, which you have one. They're super not, they're nice. Like they're just,
they are nice.
It feels way nicer than what you should have. It's made, that's cactus leather.
Yeah. They're, that's weird. I don't know how you would do it, but I agree. It's durable and the case feels nice. It's like, it's a classy case, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's a super classy case. So I got it pulled up. let me do some wizard stuff and get it to where I can. Bam. So that's the case. That's what I was going to go in a little bit later. When you get it, the packaging is super nice. Everything about it, like I'm a tactile guy, so when I get packaging, like that's why I love Apple stuff, other than they work really well, their packaging is just amazing. It's super simplistic and it's just nice. So Bahio is the same way, and you get this leather case with the purchase of the glasses, and like Brad said, there it's comfortable in the hand, it's super classy, it's not like made of cheap, like it's not, what's the word I'm looking for, like high production, like they're not cranking out 40,000 of these a second and it feels like it's cheap. Like it's, the stitching feels really nice. It's leather inside and out, and then it's got a little bit of a material inside to protect the glasses. So like it's perfect for transporting your glasses. If you're not using them, put them in there instead of just putting them on the dash or putting them in like one of the, like with the Oakleys, you get the little sleeve you throw your glasses in, which does nothing. Like these will protect your lenses and your glasses, which is nice for an investment. I mean, $240 isn't like a drop in the bucket. So, I mean, that's
Yeah, dude, I always have, when I'm not wearing them, I have them in my case and they sit on my coffee table. So I'm pretty anal about my sunglasses, dude. If I get a scratch on them, I might cry.
Yeah, and I've been worried, like I've dropped these a couple times, and that's another thing, durability. I've dropped these on concrete, rocks, grass, in water. They fell off my face in the boat. Everything. I wasn't wearing them for a second, and I had to speed up on the highway because someone was being stupid, and they slid over and hit like the door and then the dash and then the floor and then a rod and everything else on the way down. And not a single scratch yet. Fake wood. And I've had no issues. Like the durability is way better than any other pair of glasses I've ever owned. So
yeah, I was going to hit on that too. The plastic frame, like you can tell a lot of companies out there, they skimp on the plastic. This plastic, it's pretty stiff. Like I can't really see. I'm sure you could, but I don't know if you're going to be able to snap them in the middle very easy.
No, I mean, you'd have to try. Like, I don't think any piece of this is going to break from just everyday use. I mean, that's about the most they want to bend, and I can bend them a little bit farther, and they always snap right back. But yeah, I mean, I'd have to like really come here and force them apart to get them to break. And I don't even think they'd break. I think they just bend.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
So the durability factor and the build quality is awesome compared to everything else that I've used personally.
I agree. But going back to the first impressions, man, I put these things on and I was just blown away. Like I said, I put the Costas back on, and then, you know, I kept switching them on and off just to see the differences. And it was ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I'm happy I bought them.
Yeah. One thing I've had with other, like you get polarized glasses and you put them on, especially like anything with a blue tint. Cause I'm pretty sure you have the blue or the aqua lenses, right?
I have green mirror.
No, you have the green mirror. Yeah.
With a copper base, I think.
Yeah. So with green mirror lenses and aquas from other companies, you put them on and like colors are like ridiculously bright, which is cool. I mean, it's when I remember I got a pair of Costas, I put them on, I was looking at the grass and it like was way brighter than it should have been. Like almost like an edited photo in my eye.
Yeah. And
that's cool. But then it gets almost distracting to where it's overbearing. The plus with these is yes, they brighten stuff up and they make everything clear, but it's not overbearing. Like it's
That's a good way to put it.
You know, like I mean, when you have polarized glasses and you're driving super long distances, like when we went down to Dale Hollow, I'm pretty sure I took my sunglasses off like 15 times because I had Costas and I had Maui Jims down there, and I was driving my Mauis and I just kept taking them off, putting them on, taking them off, putting them on, taking them off. With these, whether it's overcast, sunny, it doesn't matter. I can keep these on all day long and not take them off. Like I don't get eye fatigue, which is awesome. Yeah,
I agree, man. Overall, I'm extremely happy with them. I think anybody who puts on a pair of these things are going to be extremely happy too. I don't see anybody out there going, "Oh, these are crap."
Yeah, and I mean, I working in retail, I deal with hundreds of people all the time, and I've never had one person say they didn't like them. They weren't, like I said, a knee-jerk reaction. Like they were a fan of them and they were vocal about how clear they were and how, you know, I even had one guy's like, yeah, my eyes, I have like no fatigue. As one of my buddies I work with, let him use them while he was fishing. We were out and I put my Mauis on, which sucked, but he was like, oh yeah. And he's bought a pair since then. So I don't imagine anyone, cause when it comes again, an investment like this, $200 some odd, It's not cheap, but anything you buy, I mean, you're not going to need to buy another pair of sunglasses for a while. It fits every lifestyle, no matter what you have. So it works out for you.
When we were coming back from Dale Hollow, Cam was like, let me try those on. I forget what sunglasses he has, but I let him try mine on. He put them on. He didn't even make a big deal about it. He was just like, yeah, those are nice.
Yeah.
That's all he said. He was like, I like mine though. I don't remember what
I think he had, has, like red
something.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure he has Oakley's or Costas. He's got one of the two. Which, like, I mean, like we said earlier, it's not that they make bad sunglasses. These are just better. Like, yeah. The build quality is better. The plastic's better. The glass lenses are better. The technology behind them, in my opinion, is better. Like, you know, I just did a quick Google search because I've never seen Oakley with glass lenses. I can't find anything for Oakley glass lenses. Costa makes a glass lens in their Delmars. But it's like a hybrid glass. It's not a true glass lens. Like, they put glass all over, but then it even says in the thing is a hybrid glass. So it's not they make bad lenses, or, you know, Oakley and Maui and all them. I mean, I still have Maui gyms and I use them, but if you stack every brand I've ever had and every pair I've ever had to Bahio's, the Bahio checks every box where there's no cons other than it blocks my phone screen a little bit. But that's not a big enough con for me personally. Now, if you stare at your phone all day long, that would probably be annoying. But
yeah,
I don't. I'm only looking at my phone if I'm taking a picture of fish, logging an angler catch, or what else? What else do I do when I'm on the water? I'll post a reel or something, or like take a video. But that's about the most I'm looking at my phone. Or we'll look at the weather or something, like we're out all day. But that takes, again, five seconds. I don't really care.
Or that one fishing app that we were looking at the whole time we were at Del Hollow.
Oh, yeah. I haven't used that since then. That was a good app because it, I mean.
Deep Dive.
Yep, there it is, too, right in my first page on my fishing stuff. That was a really good app. We need to do a follow back to that way when we actually used it. We've used it a little bit more because I haven't used it for a couple weeks, but we've been on the river. And after rains and whatnot, I've never found anything that's been accurate. It's after a rain. It just depends on what they're wanting to eat. But yeah. So, so final thoughts, Bahios.
Awesome. I dig them. They're awesome.
Yeah. I'm a huge fan.
I want those Caballos and pink lenses, man.
Dude, they're awesome. I love mine. I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of the Palmettos, though. Those look dope.
I haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, those are brand new. They just
popped out. Yeah. They came out with a couple new lenses lately.
Yep. Some new frames. Those Palmettos look awesome. It's the same price, but, you know, it has a lot of different options for it to where you can get. And I'm thinking about getting some Blue Mirror for when we go down south, if we ever get a chance to get out of Ohio again. But guys, shorter episode this week. We're not done though. I want to talk a little bit. We're going to have a pretty decently big show after ICAST is over. But you want to give any sneak peeks of stuff that we found out today that you're pumped about?
Yeah, we don't got to go into depth, man, but Bonafide in that kayak. I'm interested to see what that looks like.
Yeah, the RVR. That looks dope. I like how we were completely wrong about the Z-Man Hellraiser.
It looks like a freaking topwater plug with a chatterbait on the back. It's weird.
I know, dude. I don't know how it's going to work. This will be, don't worry, that'll be a whole episode in and of itself, too. But yeah, I don't know. That's going to be a good episode, though. When Jimmy and Brian get back, we get to talk about them. So everyone don't miss that one for sure.
Heck yeah. They're going to be so tired. I don't even know if they're going to want to jump on with us or not. But
they don't have a choice, so it doesn't matter. I've got Jimmy's. I've got all Jimmy's tackle
hostage. Jimmy!
Yeah. But I've got nothing else, my friend. Shorter episode this week, guys. But thanks for joining us. Listen to us spiel and rant.
Yep. I don't have anything else either, so it's whatever.
What a great Brad mannerism that was. It's whatever.
I don't care.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination. Go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.